Good morning.
早晨。
Happy New Year.
新年快樂。
We continue with the book of Nehemiah chapter 9.
我哋繼續係尼希米記第九章。
The last few verses 32 to 37.
32至37節。
You know, why do we celebrate New Year?
我哋點解要慶祝新年呢？
Actually, when I try to find out why how New Year was celebrating New Year was started, it is actually there's no really significant meaning behind it.
其實我係揾出點解我哋要慶祝新年嘅時候，我就發覺原來係冇乜特別嘅意義嘅。
It's just a tradition by that many people celebrate New Year because they look forward to the coming year.
只不過是很多人的傳統，是在望向前，有新的一年來到。
So it's a fresh start with, and they make resolutions for the new year.
是一個新的開始，有新年的立志。
But we celebrate not because it is just another holiday.
但是我們慶祝新年不是因為有個假期。
We celebrate because it's a holy day.
而是因為是一個聖日。
A holy day where we dedicate ourselves to God that we will do what God calls us to do.
是一个分别为圣的一日，我们将自己委身给神，是神吩咐我们做什么，我们就做什么。
Because if you go back to chapter 8, you'll find that Ezra and the leaders told the people, don't be sad, celebrate because today is a holy day.
回去第八章看的时候，见到以斯拉就是吩咐众民不要再悲哀，是因为要庆祝，是因为这一日是圣日。
And every week we come together to worship, it's a holy day because God has delivered us.
每一个主日我们来到这一个地方一起去敬拜，因为是分别为圣的一日，神是圣洁的神。
And we celebrate God's magnanimity or his magnanimous love for us.
我们也是去敬拜神的宽容，神宽容的爱对我们。
Because the Bible is clear that while we were still sinners, God died for us.
因为圣经很清楚记载到，当我们还作罪人的时候，神就已经差派他的儿子为我们而死。
And that's how magnanimous God was or is to us.
这个就是神是几咁对我们宽容。
You know, there's a story about a little boy who was sitting on a bench and he was noticed by a man because he looks like he is in pain.
在一个故事里面，有个小孩子是坐在公园的凳上面，他的面容是撞甚痛苦。
And so the man asked him, you know, what's wrong with you?
那个人就问个小孩子，是有什么问题呢？
And the boy answered him saying, I'm sitting on a bumblebee.
那个小朋友就说，我坐在一只大黄蜂上面。
So the man said, why don't you get up?
咁個男人就問：你點解唔起身啊
？The boy replies, "says I figure that I am hurting him more than he is hurting me."
咁個小朋友就話：因為我覺得我傷害佢多過佢傷害我。
You know, if when I read the story, I was thinking, if God thinks like this boy,
如果我喺呢個故事嘅時候，如果神係好似呢個男孩子咁嘅諗法
，Israel would have long ago be flattened to death.
以色列人就早被神置諸死地。
But he did not.
但是神没这样做。
He delivered them every time they cried to him for help.
每一次以色列民去呼求神的帮助的时候，神就拯救他们。
Despite knowing that over and over again throughout history, they are disobedient to him.
纵使在历史的当中，一次又一次，神的子民是悖逆神。
And this is the same way God treats us.
神也是这样对待我们。
You know, the word magnanimous in the dictionary means being generous and forgiving in spirit.
当宽容这个字是 在字典里面是讲到慷慨地宽恕。
Even towards an enemy.
就算是对敌人都是一样。
And this is what God's love is like.
这个就是神的爱。
As I said, he died for us while we were still sinners.
他为我们还作罪人的时候为我们死。
And so let's read verse 32 to 33.
我们读32至33节，尼希米记九章32至33节。我们的神啊，你是至大至能至可畏守约施慈爱的神。我们的君王、首领、祭司、先知、列祖和你的众民，从亚述列王的时候直到今日所遭遇的苦难，现在求你不要以为少，在一切临到我们的事上，你却是公义的，因你所行的是诚实，我们所做的是邪恶。
32-33 is a plea to God.
32-33 是恳求神。
The Israelites after they heard the word of God read by Ezra, they confess, they repent, and now they are told to celebrate, and they celebrated, and now they tell God what they have done.
以色拉宣读神的话语给神的子民听，他们认罪悔改流泪，然后去庆祝，然后现在就是去求神，去回顾神的宽容。
And verse 32 actually tells us that they describe God's faithfulness.
这两节到形容神的信实。
Not just his faithfulness, but his magnanimous love for them despite of their rebelliousness.
不单只是他的信实，而且是他宽容的爱，是纵使以色列民是几咁的悖逆。
At least the first part, that's what they were doing.
至少第一部分是这样做。
And then the second part, they were telling God, God, since the day of Assyria until now, the Babylon, you know, we have suffered.
第二部分就提到向神讲，是从亚述列王的时候直到今日，他们都是遭受苦难。
Don't let this be like a small thing to you.
现在求你不要以为小。
It's a big thing to us.
对我们来讲，这些苦难是大事。
But yet, in all that we did wrong against you, in verse 33, he says, you remain righteous.
但33节讲到一切这些临到我们的事身上，神仍然是公义。
You acted faithfully while we acted wickedly.
神你仍然是信实的，我们却是做邪恶的事。
You know, it doesn't mean that they are in Jerusalem, they are still, you know, they are peaceful, so to speak.
他们在耶路撒冷不是很和平的样
子。Babylon was still in power.
巴比伦仍然 是掌管这个地方。
They are still under oppression in certain ways.
他们在某些方面仍然是在这个 强权的底下。
And the phrase in Hebrew, trifling in your eyes, can be translated, do not let it seem so small to you.
那句不要以为小这个字句可以翻译为不要看轻。
They are not complaining to God or blaming God at all.
他们不是向神投诉或者是去责怪神。
Because the next verse we read there, they also confess that God has been just and faithful.
因为下一句他就讲到在一切临到我们的事上，神是公义，因为神所行的是诚实。
In fact, the phrase in Hebrew can also be translated as, you have done the truth.
在希伯来话也可以翻译为你已经行出了真理。
Why?Did they say that?
点解佢哋咁讲？
They say that is because God has done exactly what He said He will do.
因为神做咗佢所应许要做嘅嘢。
Because in the covenant, if you go back to Deuteronomy chapter 11, 26 to 28, in the covenant, God says that you will be blessed if you obey me, if you will be cursed if you do not.
喺摩西嘅律法个盟约里边，喺申命记讲到，若听从耶和华神嘅诫命就必蒙福，若不听从耶和华神的诫命就必受祸。
So in other words, God kept His word, and He did exactly what He says.
因此是神是履行了祂所讲的。
So He's acting truthfully.
祂是诚实地去行。
He didn't say one thing and do another.
祂没有讲一样做另外一样。
You know, like some people tell you one thing and then after that they do another thing.
好像有些人是讲一样做另外一样。
But God acted faithfully and truthfully.
但神却是诚实的、信实的这样去行。
But he went even beyond.
但神是更加重要一重。
He was merciful.
他是有怜悯的。
Because the moment they complained, they cried to him for help, in their suffering, God delivered them.
因为当他们是抱怨的时候，当他们去呼求神的时候，神就去拯救他们。
He didn't hold their sins against them.
神冇去将捉住佢哋嘅罪，去唔肯帮助佢哋
，and refused to save them，
而唔肯帮助佢哋。
He wasn't petty, he wasn't mean。
佢唔系刻薄嘅，佢唔系小气嘅。
But saved them over and over again, even knowing that the next minute they are going to sin against him。
而系一次又一次嘅拯救呢班子民，纵使佢哋知道呢班子民下一分钟又会再去犯罪。
And this is how magnanimous God is with us。
神就系咁样对我哋咁宽容。
He wants us to be like Him, not just in holiness, but also in the way we love.
神希望我们好像祂一样，不单只是祂的圣洁这样，而是祂的宽容、祂的爱这样。
And Jesus understood His Father's characteristic.
耶稣是明白祂的父的性情。
That's why in the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 5, he says, love your enemies as well.
当在他的登山宝训在第五章的时候，他就讲到爱敌人如同爱自己。
He said, those, you know, in the world, they say, hate your enemies, but let me tell you this, love your enemies.
在世界就是讲给你听，要去憎恨你的敌人，但是耶稣他自己却告诉他们是要爱敌人，爱仇敌。
And we know this is a very difficult thing to do.
我们知道这个是很困难的，要做的事。
In fact, just, is it 2 days ago or just yesterday? Or 2 days ago, I think.
两日之前。
What happened in the Middle East?
在中东有什么事发生？
The world does that, right? We kill each other.
世界就是这样做了，就是互相残杀。
And that's why US bombed this Iran general.
因此美国就是炸死这个伊朗的将军。
I'm not saying US is right or wrong, but you know, that's how the world treats its enemies.
我不是讲是美国做得对定不对，但是这个世界就是这样去做，去对待敌人。
Ephesians, Paul says, we are to put on the gospel of peace.
我们在以弗所书那里，保罗是提到我们要去带着平安的福音。
And I preached this before, I say, you know why it's the gospel of peace? Because it is not of war, even though he was talking about fighting a spiritual warfare.
为什么是平安赐平安的福音呢？因为是带来和平的，纵使我们是在属灵上面是一个争战。
Sadly, we are not as magnanimous as God, instead we are extremely mean and petty.
可惜的是我们不是好像神这样的宽容，而是对人是非常刻薄的。
We threaten and we find fault without mercy.
我们威胁他们，我们责怪他们毫无怜悯。
And we try to get rid of them if they don't agree with us.
如果他们不同我们赞同我们的话，我们就去将他们移除。
You know the story of what Jesus told in the gospel?
在福音书里面，耶稣告诉这个故事。
He told a story about a slave whose master forgave him of a debt.
这个故事关于一个主人去免去他的仆人的一笔债。
And then the next minute he went out, he could not forgive a fellow slave who owed him a smaller debt than he owed his master.
但这个仆人走出去之后就 去找他的同伴争，因为这个同伴都争他的钱，但是争的钱是少过他争主人的钱。
And so when he cannot pay, he beat him and threw him in jail.
当他的同伴还不到钱的时候，这个仆人就将他打一身，然后掉入监牢。
And that's how the world behaves.
这个世界就是这样去行。
And Israel, when the law was read to them,
当以色列人去听到所读的神的话语给他们听的时候，
where Ezra taught them, the Levites taught them, they realized God's magnanimous love.
以斯拉去宣读律法，利未人去教导他们律法的时候，以色列民就明白到神的宽容的爱。
They began to repent.
他们就开始回转悔改。
They confess their rebelliousness.
他们去承认他们自己的悖逆。
They commit themselves to obey the law from now on.
他们将自己委身给神，是从今开始 去遵守神的律法。
And change their ways, because the one who is forgiven, the one who understands he has been forgiven much, will also forgive much.
并且是有所改变，因为那个明白自己是被宽恕很多宽恕的，他亦都会多多地宽恕他人。
But a person can be so stubborn,
但人仍然是可以很固执，
that even when he sees his own problem,
纵使是看到他自己的问题，
yet refuse to admit it,
仍然是拒绝承认有这个问题。
Because last week, remember I says, the way I quoted someone says,The way we see a problem is a problem.
上一周亦都提过，我哋睇问题嘅方法本身就系一个问题。
So what does it tell us?
咁呢个告诉我哋乜嘢嘅功课呢？
Stubbornness may not be the problem.
固执呢个唔一定就系嗰个问题。
It is how we look at a problem.
而系我哋如何看呢个问题。
And then a refusal to change is also a problem not of stubbornness,
而拒绝改变亦都唔系因为固执嘅原因，
but it is insecurity,
系因为缺乏安全感。
Because when you are insecure, you don't feel comfortable to tell people your problem.
当自己缺乏安全感的时候，就不会愿意去让人知道自己的问题。
Even when people points out your problem, you would deny it.
纵使别人指出自己问题所在的时候，我们也都会 去否认。
Especially the problem has to do with something that you that makes you feel good or builds you up.
尤其是那些问题是当那样东西是你是建立自己的，或者 是你自己所 最有安全感的地方。
It could be power.
可能是权力。
It could be position.
地位。
It could be prestige.
声望。
It could be money.
金钱。
Or anything.
或者任何其他东西。
Or it could be all these things all add up together.
或者是以上所有的总和。
But a person who is secure in Christ Jesus,
但在耶稣基督里面得到安稳的，
will not be afraid to admit his problem.
就不会去害怕去承认他自己的问题。
And change his ways.
并且能改变。
Because he knows Christ loves him no matter how bad he is.
因为他明白到基督会爱他，无论他有多坏多差。
Or what bad things he has done.
或者做过何等的坏事。
You know, it's just like a husband who is not ashamed to tell his wife, I'm sorry.
好像一个丈夫不会羞愧地去 对他的太太说对不住。
I did this wrong.
我做错了。
Because he knows that she will not stop loving him or respecting him even he admits that he has a problem.
因为丈夫知道太太不会去停止爱他或者尊重他，纵使他是承认自己有问题。
In fact, she will love and respect him even more if he is willing to admit to his problem.
事实上，妻子会更加爱丈夫，若果丈夫愿意承认错误并且有所改变。
And even when he changes his way, she will even love him and respect him even more.
当丈夫有所改变的时候，妻子就更加爱和更加尊敬这个丈夫。
See, insecurity always causes people to deny the problem and divert the blame to others instead of admitting.
缺乏安全感是让人会否认个问题，亦都会将过错推给其他人。
Because that problem makes them feel shameful.
因为那个问题让他们觉得羞耻。
And this shame comes from the sinful nature.
这个羞耻是来自人的罪性。
Remember when Adam and Eve, after they fail and they sin,The first thing they did was hide. They dare not face God.
当亚当和夏娃他们跌倒犯罪的时候，第一样就是躲起他们不敢面对神。
And Judas, after the betrayal of Jesus, he went and do what? Hang himself on a tree.
犹大在背叛耶稣之后，他就去吊死自己。
Because it is too shameful for him to live with it.
因为他活着要面对这一样东西实在太过羞耻。
You see, our love is built in Christ, not in how people look at us.
我们的爱是建基于基督，而不是建基于其他人怎么看我们。
But when it's built in all these other things, then we stop trusting people, we stop trusting God.
当我们这样 去将爱建立在其他东西的时候，我们就不会再继续相信人，相信神。
Because that fear, that shame will haunt you until you surrender it to God.
因为那个的恐惧，那个的羞耻会继续的缠绕你，直到你去降服在神面前。
You know, I was looking for an illustration for the subject of shame.
我是想找一个故事，找一个图画，是讲到关于羞愧、羞耻的这个的主题。
And you know, you guess what?
你猜发生什么事？
When I came to the page, you know, this is on the computer. When I came to the page, the page written on the page is this: Shame on us, no illustration yet.
咁去到呢个网页嘅时候，嗰度嗰个图就冇一幅图，咁就写住真系羞愧啦，我哋未有呢幅图。
I thought it was a perfect illustration.
我觉得呢个就系好好嘅一幅图画。
Because we are so shameful that we have nothing to share.
因为我们因为感到羞耻而不想提及任何的东西。
Even when it is about an illustration on shame.
甚至乎一幅关于羞耻的主题的一幅图画都没有。
But if we realize how magnanimous God is.
但当我们知道神是多么宽容时。
Where he loves us so sacrificially and unconditionally.
他是犧牲地、無條件地咁愛我哋嘅時候。
We would not be ashamed to admit or share what we did wrong.
我哋就唔會因為感到羞恥而唔講或者唔承認我哋所做錯嘅事。
And we can't do so because we are too shameful as a result of our sinful nature.
因我哋嘅罪性，我哋就太感到羞耻，唔能够分享或者系讲到呢啲嘅问题。
And it robs us of our faith in God's magnanimous love for us.
就抢走咗我哋系对神嘅呢个宽容嘅爱嘅信心。
So let us in this new year
喺呢个新年入边
，let us not just act on what we believe about God, but also be like Him.
唔单止系去按着神嘅系边一位咁样去行，而且系去学效像神。
You know, if God tells us that He loves us and He will go all out to love us, He, when we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us. Don't doubt Him.
如果系神系告诉我哋，神系信实嘅，系会系当我哋承认自己罪会宽恕我哋嘅时候，我哋就唔好怀疑神。
But be willing to confess before Him.This is where I went wrong.
是愿意在神面前承认我们所犯的罪、所犯的过错。
And then move on.
然后再继续向前行。
Many people cannot move on because they are stuck there.
因为有很多人不能够继续向前行，因为他们在那里卡住。
And after moving on, we must also take another step is to act like him.
在继续向前行之后，就是要去学效像神。
You know, just now I share about husband and wife, you know, how much they will love and respect if you admit the problem. But on some cases, they hold it against you for a long, long time.
有很多时候，刚才讲到夫妻之间是认罪的时候就有好的效果，但是有很多时候夫妻之间是有很多的彼此捉住彼此的罪。
We need to let it go.
我们必须要放手。
And that's what God did with us.
这个就是神这样对我们。
It may be a memory.
可能是一个的记忆
，but it is not used against the one we love.
但是不是用来去捉住对方的痛脚。
And then secondly, let's look at 34-37.
第34-37节。
And that is our problem.
就是我们的问题。
Let's ask Spencer to read for us.
我们的君王、首领、祭司、列祖都不遵守你的律法。不听从你的诫命和你警戒他们的话，他们在本国沾你的大恩的时候，你在你所赐给他们这广大肥美之地上不侍奉你，也不转离他们的恶行。我们现今作了奴仆，至于你所赐给我们列祖享受其上的土产并美物之地，看啊，我们在这地上作了奴仆，这地许多出产归了列王，就是你因我们的罪所派辖制我们的。他们任意辖制我们的身体和牲畜，我们遭了大难。
And here is the relating of what they have done as well.
在这里就提及到他们自己这班子民所做的。
He said, from the king, from our leaders, from our priests, from our ancestors, we all did not follow your ways.
我们的君王、首领、祭司、列祖都不遵守你的律法。
We did notPay attention to your commands.
不听从你的诫命
that you warn us about.
和你警戒他们的话
What was the warning about?
那个警戒是什么呢
If you obey, you'll be blessed. If you not, you will be cursed.
如果你遵守神就会蒙福，如果不遵守神就会受祸。
And this happened when? While they were prospering as a kingdom themselves.
是几时发生呢？就是他们的国强大的时候。
He says, when we were enjoying your great goodness to us in this special promised land, yet we turn away from you.
他们在本国里沾你大恩的时候，在你所赐他们这广大肥美之地，常不侍奉你，也不转离他们的恶行。
And that's why today we are slaves, he says in verse 36.
36节就讲到，因此现今我们作奴仆。
We are slaves in the land you gave to our ancestors.
是在你所赐给我们列祖享受的地上面。
Land that was meant to provide for us, we are now slaves in it.
在这个美物之地上面，我们在这个地上面作了奴仆。
And all because of what?
是因为什么呢？
Verse 37, our sins
是因为我们的罪。
Because our sin, now all this produce goes to the kings that you have placed over us.
因我们的罪的缘故，这个地的许多的出产都归了列王。
They rule our bodies, they rule our cattles, and treat us as they like.
这些列王是任意核制我们的身体和牲畜。
We are in great distress.
我们遭了大难。
So they are explaining to God what they meant.Why they are in distress?
他们是向神 去宣讲他们所发生的事，同埋他们是遭受紧大难。
It is not because God does not know it.
不是因为神不知道
，but because they felt that way.
而是因为他是这样去觉得。
And many of us may feel this way even in a prosperous country like America we are staying in.
我哋好多时喺呢个，甚至乎喺呢个美国呢个咁丰富嘅地方，我哋都好似系咁样觉得，好似系奴仆咁样。
And some even may feel that way while in the body of Christ.
有时甚至乎喺基督嘅身体入边，亦都系咁样觉得。
Because righteousness do not reign, but evil is reigning.
因为公义不能得以彰显，但系邪恶却系当道。
You see, the Israelites were not ashamed to admit their sin.
以色列人不会是觉得羞耻，不去认自己的罪。
When they were pointed out of their problem,
当他们的问题被指出来的时候，
they said very clearly here that it's our kings, our leaders, our priests, and our fathers who disobeyed you.
清楚地讲到是我们的君王、首领、祭司和列祖是不遵守神的律法。
And it all started right even when they were prospering.
是由他们还是很丰足的时候就开始。
In good times, in bad times, they are doing the same.
在顺境、在逆境，他们都是这样。
They said, it is sad, but it is true.
这个是 很可惜的，但 是真实的。
Even in the society today,
在今天的社会一样。
Even in the church today,
在今天的教会一样。
Where sin is minimized.
罪是被看轻，
and we try to explain sin as a human behavior that is called a mistake, and we rationalize it as a failure.
我哋系将罪系睇轻咗，系作为系人嘅过错或者系过失。
And recently, I hear it explained as a lapse of judgment.
最近就听得到系呢个判断上面嘅错误。
But the fact is that though we don't reveal that we are the problem or we have a problem, but we still talk about other people's problem.
纵使我哋唔愿意去讲我哋自己嘅罪，但系我哋常常去揭露别人嘅罪。
And this is again our sinful nature problem.
呢个亦都系我哋嘅罪性带来嘅问题。
And we don't talk of others, we don't talk of our own because of the shame and guilt we feel.
我们不谈论自己的罪，因为我们觉得羞耻，我们觉得有罪疚感。
But we are willing to talk about others.
但是我们愿意讲其他人的罪。
Why?
为什么?
Because when you maximize somebody's problem, you minimize your own problem.
因为当你扩大其他人的罪的时候，你就 是将你自己的问题看来好像小一点。
But if you go and look atAnd compare yourself with God, then you will see your problem.
当你将你自己摆喺同神比较嘅时候，就会见得到自己嘅问题。
I'm not claiming to be better than any one of us here.
我唔系讲到觉得自己比别人好。
But to show that all of us have a problem.
但要显出系每一个人都有问题。
And we are also the problem of other people's problem.
我哋亦都系其他人嘅问题嘅问题。
Not just our own.
不是只是我们自己的问题。
Until we recognize we have this sinful nature,
我们直至我们 去发现自己有这个的，承认自己有这个罪性，
then we will realize that we need to be humble to admit of our problem.
我们要承认，我们要谦卑承认自己是有一个的问题。
Then we can be magnanimous as well, like God Himself is.
咁我哋就能够以宽容去待人，好似神一样。
You know, there are many people who have struggled in this area.
有好多人系喺呢一方面去挣扎。
Whether it's in the workplace or in the church.
无论喺工作嘅地方或者喺教会。
Because the security is built on nothing but all these other things that I talked about just now.
因为佢哋嘅安全感系建基于好多其他嘅事上面，啱啱讲到嘅其他嘅事上面。
Instead of the love of God through Christ Jesus.
而唔系神通过耶稣基督嘅爱。
And so when they are faced with their problem, they would deny it and not admit it.
当他们面对问题的时候，他们就会否认，他们就不承认。
They will even master people beside them to support them.
他们甚至乎会是去带很多人同他同一阵线这样去支持自己。
And shift the problem from them to others.
将个问题是摆在其他人的身上。
And thus,causing people to distrust each other and always unable to be magnanimous with one another.
引致到人与人之间系不能互相信任，亦都不能嘅互相宽容。
You know, there's a story about a man who was caught and guilty for horse stealing.
有一个故事关于一个人系被捉，系被控佢偷其他人嘅马。
But he claimed he was innocent.
佢就觉得自己系冇罪。
And so, when the judge asked him, you know, do you prefer to be judged by me or by a jury of your peers?
法官就去问他，究竟你想是由他自己去审理这个案，定是同他的同伴去审理这宗案呢？
So he replied the judge.
那他就答个官。
What peers?
是什么的同伴呢？
He said, the judge said, somebody just like you.
个法官就话就系好似你咁样嘅人。
He replied.
咁佢就回答
，I'll take the judge.
我要法官审理我嘅案。
I don't want to be tried by a bunch of horse thieves.
我唔想俾一班偷马嘅贼去审理呢单案。
See, no one wants to be judged by a bunch of sinners.
冇人系想俾一班罪人系审判。
But at least for me, I prefer.A righteous person like Jesus Christ.
至少对我来讲，我是去想是有一个公义的人，好像耶稣基督这样去。
Because I know he's magnanimous.
因为我知道他是宽容的。
I know he's merciful.
我知道他是满有怜悯的。
And the Israelites knew this.
而以色列人亦都是知道。
And they experienced this.
亦都是经历过。
And that's why they were willing to admit to their problem.
因此他们愿意承认自己的问题。
In verse 37, they says, because of our sins.
在37节提到因我们的罪。
Its abundant harvest goes to the kings you have placed over us.
这地许多出产归了列王。
They rule over our bodies and our cattle as they please.
他们任意辖制我们的身体和牲畜。
And that's why we are in great distress.
我们遭了大难。
Our sins, they say.
我们的罪。
Some of us may think that, no. You know, we are not real sinners in that sense of the word.
有啲人系觉得，哦，我哋唔系好似罪人呢个咁样嘅形容。
You know, we are not as bad as you say we are.
我唔系咁坏啫。
You know, but let me tell you this: no matter how right we are,
但让我告诉你，无论我哋几咁对
，our sinful nature is still there.
我哋嘅罪嘅性情仍然喺度。
And it often gets in the way.
有很多时亦都会干扰我哋
，to cause problem for ourselves and for others。
对人对自己都引起问题。
If you don't believe, just look at your when you quarrel with your spouse。
如果唔相信嘅话，咁你就去睇翻同配偶去争吵嘅时候。
You may be right。
你可能系啱
，but you may be wrong because of the way you communicated it。
但系你讲嘅方法、表达嘅方法可能系错。
You know, I used to tell my wife.I'm sorry.
我以前同我太太讲对唔住。
Though I may think that I'm right.
虽然我讲嘅有可能系啱。
But I will tell her I'm sorry because the way I said it to you or the way I communicated it is wrong.
但我仍然去讲对唔住，因为我讲嘅方法或者表达嘅方法系唔啱。
Because it's not just about being right.
唔系话净系关于我啱。
It's about making it's about what you did or what you say that make people feel bad.
而是你所行你所讲是让人觉得受伤。
Because someone says, people may not remember exactly what you did or what you said.
有人咁讲，人哋可能未必准确记得你所作嘅、所讲嘅。
But they always remember how you make them feel.
但他们永远记得你俾佢哋嘅感受。
So in every conflict, everyone has some right and some wrong.
在每一个冲突入边，每一个人都是有啱嘅地方，有错嘅地方。
And the wrong can be the facts, the wrong can be the conduct.
而个错嘅地方可能是嗰个事实错咗，或者系嗰个行为错咗。
And that's why, in a reconciliation, when those hurt feelings are not dealt with, there is no reconciliation.
在复和的过程里面，如果这些感受未处理好，就不会有复和。
There can only be one reconciliation unless we behave like God.
除非我们好像神 的行为这样，否则就不能有复和。
That we can ignore the conduct.
我们去不看那个的行为。
And just aim at loving.
我们是只是将眼目放在爱上面。
But we know we can't.
但是我们知道我们不能够。
We can't because we are sinners.
我们不能够这样做，因为我们是罪人。
God is not a sinner.
神不是罪人。
But he also helped us.
但神帮助我们。
He gave us his word, he gave us his spirit.
神给了他的话语，他的灵我们。
You know, if God is stubborn,
如果神是固执的话，
and he is not,
他不是固执。
If he is self-righteous, like we are, but he is not,
如果他是自义的话，当然他不是了。如果他是的话，
and he insists that he is right and we are wrong，
而神是坚持他自己是对而我们是错，
he will never send his son Jesus Christ to die for us，
他就永远不会差派耶稣基督去为我们而死。
But he did not，
但是他没有这样做。
As I said before， he sent his son Jesus Christ to die for us even while we were still sinningand rebelling against him.
神差派他的儿子耶稣基督是为我们的罪而死，纵使我们仍然是仍是还作罪人的时候。
That's how magnanimous he is.
这个就是神的宽容。
See, until we fully understand the magnanimous love of God, we will never be like him.
我们不能够好像神这样行事，直到我们完全明白神的宽容。
Or even close to be like him.
甚至乎是好像接近神的这样 的性情去行事。
Because we cannot see our sinful nature.
因为我们看不见我们自己的罪性。
And so when you cannot see your sinful nature, you cannot take your sinful nature seriously.
当我们不能够看到我们的罪性的时候，我们就不能够认真对待我们的罪性。
Nor can you act graciously.
也都不能够是好有恩典这样去行。
So the way we see God and the way we see ourselves are very important for Christian living.
我们看怎么样看神，怎么样看自己是很重要，是影响到我们基督徒的生命。
Because that's how we would respond to God and to others.
因为我们会按着这样去回应神，回应他人。
You know, Dr. Howard Hendricks, you know, I like to listen to him when I was a young Christian. I listened to his tape over and over again.
Dr. Howard Hendricks 就是一位我年轻的时候还是新的基督徒的时候常常都听的一位人。
He says people get married with a picture in their mind.
人是进入婚姻那里是心里面有一幅图画。
That picture is a perfect marriage.
这幅图画是一个完美婚姻的图画。
Then when they enter into marriage,
当进入了婚姻之后，
they live together.
一起的生活。
And they go throughA few trials in their lives.
经历了生命里面几个的试炼。
They realize they did not marry, they were not married to, or they are not marrying a perfect picture.
发现他们不是同一幅完美的图画结婚。
They are married to an imperfect person.
他是同一个不完美的人结婚。
And when this realization occurs,
当这样去觉悟的时候，
there's only two response.
只有两个回应。
They either tear up the picture or they'll tear up your spouse.
一是就撕烂这个完美的图画，不是就撕烂自己的配偶。
And that's what happens often, the latter.
但很多时候都是发生在后者。
And so it ends up in what?
最后是发生什么事？
You know, it ends up in having affairs.
就是有这个婚外情。
A separation.
分居。
And then divorce.
然后去离婚。
You see, a lot of our problems can be resolved if we had been able to see and understand the true picture of God.
若我们能够真正看见一幅图画是关于神和我们自己的话，很多问题得以解决。
The picture of God as a holy God.
神是一个完美的神。
And a picture of ourselves as a sinful man.
而关于我们的图画就是见到我们自己是一个有罪的人。
Then things can slowly change.
而事情就会慢慢改变。
We will become more and more like God.
我们就会越来越像神。
And we will not be so self-righteous thinking we are better than others.
我们就不会那么自疑，觉得自己是好过其他人。
You see, the sinful nature will repel people away from God.
我们的罪性是会使人去反感，去使他们远离神多一点。
And also away from us.
也都是同我们远离多一
点。But the God-like nature.
但是似神的性情。
Will draw people to God.
是吸引人。
And draw people to us.
去到神和去到我们身边。
And being magnanimous like God in His love is one way to attract people to God.
在爱里面好像神这样那么宽容是其中一种方法去吸引人去神那里。
But man in his sinful nature
但是我们的罪性
will threaten and harm in the way they treat people.
就在我们怎样去对人的时候就带来很多的威胁带来很多的伤害。
You know, a boss will tell his staff, his employee.
一个上司会告诉他的下属。
You want me to fire you?
你想不想我炒了你啊
？A father will tell the son.
各个爸爸就会对仔讲。
You want me to spank you?
你想不想我打你啊
？And that's how we would respond as sinful men.
这个就是我们作为有罪的人怎样去回应。
But God says, "Come home, my prodigal son."
但神就向我们讲。浪子啊，回家吧。
And sadly and unfortunately, we have such men, not just in the workplace or in the home, but also in the church.
但可惜地，呢一种嘅人系唔单止系喺工作嘅地方，喺家当中，亦都喺教会当中。
So may God save His church.
愿神去保守佢嘅教会。
Because when God confronts us with the scriptures.
当神是用祂的话语 去使我们知罪的时候
He wants us to repent.
祂想我们是回转
He wants us to confess.
想我们是认罪
He wants us to commit our ways to live for Him.
想我们委身是为神而活
You know, He said through the prophet Isaiah 64:6.
是以赛亚书64章4节
He says, all of us have become like one who is unclean.
我们来到神的面前是要好像一个不洁的罪人那样。
When did this happen?
是几时发生的呢?
When man, Adam the man, sinned.
就是亚当犯罪的时候。
And then because of that, he says, all our righteous acts are like filthy rags.In his eyes.
而我们所有的善行所有的好的行为都在神的面前好像一个污糟的烂布那样
We are all shriveled up like a leaf
我们好像是干的树叶那样
Like the wind, our sins sweep us away
好像那些叶那样被风一吹就散
But the good thing is God is there to catch us before we are blown into oblivion
但当我们被风吹走的时候好在神是捉紧了我们
Because of his love.
因为他的爱的缘故。
And in Christ Jesus, we are made righteous.
在主基督里面我们是被称为义。
You see, the gospel of Jesus Christ is not just God loves you and wants to save you.
耶稣基督的福音不是只是说神爱你神想去拯救你。
It's confronting our sinful nature.
而是去面对去对正视我们的罪性。
And bring us to our knees.
将我们去摆在是要在跪下来。
And to acknowledge what he has done for us and believe in him.
确认神所为我们所做的而且是去信靠神。
Acknowledging that we can do nothing to save ourselves.
确认我们不能够做任何的事去拯救自己。
And so as we move into the year 2020.
当我们进入2020年的时候。
You know, same command Jesus gave to his disciples.
是同一个的诫命去给到他的门徒
Pick up the cross and follow me every day.
每一天都要背起十字架跟从耶稣
Don't resurrect yourself from the cross.
唔好喺自己系从十字架上面走落嚟。
But pick up your cross to follow him every day.
但系要每一天背起十字架跟从耶稣。
Let's pray.
我哋一起祷告。
亲爱天父，我哋求你俾我哋个力量，你嘅恩典嚟做一个好嘅门徒，做一个真真嘅门徒，唔只系用口讲，系用心，用表现。在我们的生命里面出来，我们感谢你，求神你自己帮我们，因为你给了我们的你的话语和你的圣灵来帮助救导我们，奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。